For ye made us a little lower than God. Whose image did He make us in? We're just a little tiny bit below Him. You know that? He made us a little lower than Himself. That's why He can call you gods. Somebody said, wait a minute, you're going to say I'm a god? A little god. Not a big one, but a little one. Yeah. He made you a god. And I'll show you that in the Word. It's in there two different places. In fact, I had a young man call me one time from Waco. He said, Thurman, I'm here with a friend of mine, and he was just listening to Kenneth Copeland. And he said, Kenneth Copeland said, we're gods. He said, he turned him off right there. He said, I don't believe that guy. That guy's out there in left field. And he come fussing to this friend, and his friend says, he said, what do you think about that? We're gods. He said, well, I don't have a clue, but I got a man in Dallas I know that studies the Bible. I'm going to call him and see what he says. He called me and said, Thurman, what do you think? Are we gods? I said, well, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole to the average person. But I said, I'll answer from the Scripture. So I said, I want you to turn to Psalm. We're going to save this place right here. And I said, I want you to turn to Psalms 82:6. I want you to see what God said. Psalms 82:6 in the King James. I want you to say, look what he says here. Okay, that's okay. That's in the NLT. It's okay. Psalms 82:6. That's what I have said. You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Who called us a god?
God,
God did. God called us gods. Did he say in the beginning he made us in his image? Sure he did. So I said, go to Psalms 82:6. I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. I said, now then, turn to John. What is that? I mean, I've totally drawn a blank. John 10:34. Okay. John 10:34 and 35. That's where it's at. I don't write these scriptures, all the scriptures down. But John 10:34 and 35. Listen to what he said. Jesus answered it. Who's talking? Who answered? Jesus. I mean, can you get any higher than him? Does he know everything? Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. Ooh. I mean, was it written in the law? Did we read it? We went back to the Scripture and found it. Jesus answered, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. Now, when you begin to see yourself like a little God right under the Heavenly Father, His Son, His daughter, that He's made you all these promises, when you really get there, it'll change the way you do business. This nonsense of sin, you won't step into that no more. You won't live there. When somebody said, but, you know, just a little lie. Oh, for lie, I'm a child of a God. I'm a small God right under the big Father God, and He don't lie, so I ain't going to lie. I ain't going there. But just steal a little here, Thurman. Give me a break. I ain't stealing nothing. I'm a God. I'm a little God. I'm made in the image of God. I'm right under Him. The Scripture clearly says He made me in His image, and He called me a little God. You notice that's a little G there, right? So if I'm a child of God, that makes me a little God. I mean, when your children are born, aren't your children direct duplicates of you? Aren't they part of you? Of course they are. So God didn't make it any different. And Jesus answered him, is it not written in your law, I have said you're gods? And look what verse 35 says. If he called them gods unto whom this word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. If he said it in the Word, whether you believe it or not, it's still there. Isn't that something? Somebody said, well, gee, I don't believe I'm a God. Okay. You're calling God a liar. You know. Somebody said, well, that's all in this New Age stuff. No. We're totally talking about two different things. We're talking about the Word of God here. This is written in the Word of God that He called you gods. I mean, is it written? Did I show you what's written in the book? So you can't say Thurman's crazy. If you say that I'm not a God, then you're calling God a liar. You're His child. He made you in His image and in His likeness. And then He gave you how much dominion over the earth? What do we not understand about this? I just don't understand us. I don't understand how the devil deceives us. Now let's go back to where we was in Psalms 8, about verse 5. For you made us a little lower than God, and you crowned us with glory and honor. He made us a little lower than Himself, and He made us just a little lower than, you notice that's capital G. That's the big daddy. He made us a little lower than himself, and in his image, and in his likeness. And now then, here's the difference between you as a little God and him as a big God. He has no limitations to power throughout the cosmos. I mean, he can speak and galaxies can come into existence. But he limited your power to the earth. On this earth, you have dominion and power. Now then, we've done a pretty good job of messing this thing up. Just having dominion over the earth, have we not? Can you imagine how we would mess things up if he let us have power like he had? We'd have the moon out of orbit in a few days. You know, I mean, we would really mess things up. And he knew all that. That's why he limited mine and your power to the earth. And so most people never even realize that. And you put us in charge of what? He put you in charge of what? Everything he made? No, no, that's got to be a misprint. That couldn't be true. God didn't put me in charge of nothing. That's the way the church thinks. That's what's wrong with us. We think we're not in charge of nothing. We go out begging and pleading God to do something, and he says, what's wrong with you kids? I give you dominion and power over everything. I give you a book full of promises in the New Testament, and your problem is you don't believe them. That's why we live where we live. We don't believe God's word. I mean, I have never yet to this day ran into a PhD, even those in seminary that I talk to, I've never met one man yet that in 2 minutes I can't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt he does not believe this book. You show him some of these kind of things, and he said, but. No, no buts. If God said it, all you and me got to do is believe it. And when we believe it, and do what we get to hear testimonies like Dave gave us a while ago, this precious little 8-year-old girl that scratched all of her life. Whenever God says, I don't like liars. I hate them. Had the mother been a liar? Had she been a deceiver? Sure. Why? Because she wanted something in disagreement with her husband. And God put her husband in charge of the family. And he is supposed to rule over her. That's written in the covenant that began in the beginning. God says, because of what the woman did in the garden, your husband will rule over you. And I don't hardly know a single woman nowhere that wants to hear that. They don't want to hear it. They want to do what they want to do. And they wonder why they got all these problems all the time. Their husband tries to tell them to do something, they may be a God-fearing, loving man. Now, if you've got some crazy, stupid husband that don't know Jesus and he beats up on you and all that stuff, that's a totally different world. God's talking to a man that's obedient to love him and to serve him and to be a good husband to his wife and to love her. Not to be a dictator over her. You're to love that girl like Christ loved the church. That's what the king said. And if you don't do that, man, he'll get you too. And when Big Daddy gets a hold of you, he can pull your string, can't he, Keith?
Yes, sir.
And he's a little bigger than you and me, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
So we don't want to mess with Big Daddy, do we? So when he tells you to love that girl, you better love her.
Amen.
Amen. Because Big Daddy, he will get us if we disobey him, won't he?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. And we fail to see that. And so we fail to see he's put us in charge of everything he made on this earth. That's quite a statement, isn't it? We have dominion and power, and we're in charge of everything. He's giving us authority over a few things. Oh, is that what he said, Tom? He gave us authority over all things. Wow! I mean, you need to get this in your head and your heart. See, when these things really become a revelation to you, you will never worry about sickness and disease. You will never worry about poverty. You will never worry about sinning again. You will never worry about nothing except walking in obedience to God's word. And when you do, hey, no, do I have to be sick again? Absolutely not. Did that little 8-year-old girl have to be sick?
No.
Why was she sick? Because Mama made a mistake. And Mama didn't repent for 8 years. Now, what if Mama had never found that answer? That little girl would have grown up to be like Dave was. See, Dave suffered with his for 40 years. He suffered for 40 years. And he had to get to be a grown man to fight his own fight of faith, to stand, to come against the curses had come against him to get that thing kicked out of him so he could get healed. But see, for 40 years, when Dave says, I know what it is to scratch. If you haven't seen his testimony on that healing school, the first hour of sickness and satanic oppression, if you have not seen that DVD, you need to get it, because on there he put the pictures, a lot of the pictures of him, in that 20 months it took him to overcome this battle and to take back what rightfully belonged to him as a son of God. Now there, whoever the person was, whether it was mother or daddy that sinned, or grandmother or grandfather, who knows who it was that sinned, but they never learned this principle. So when Dave got to be a grown adult man, now he can repent of his own sins. He can repent for his father's or his mother's sins, and he can break the curse by faith in the name of Jesus, and he can stand. And I'm going to tell you, after a year, when Dave come to me, I'll never forget that Sunday. It'd been about a year. Dave comes to church with a real loose pair of shorts on and a real loose shirt and virtually no shoes, and he walks in like a zombie, and he walks up to me, and his feet, he looks like Job. I mean, he's got sores all over him. His feet look like they're rotten and falling off. And he walks up to me and says, Pastor, it doesn't appear to be working. You know what I told him? I said, Dave, repent. The Word of God never fails. You're the problem. I said, you go home and take the Word of God and you personalize it. You read it to God. You read it to the devil. You make sure that every sin's repented of. I said, then you don't doubt His Word. You stand in faith with no doubt in your heart. Somebody said, oh my, you uncompassionate pastor. I ain't never coming back here ever again. And he could have been sick. That's right. He could have been sick the rest of his life. But he listened to me. And he went home and personalized the Word of God and began to repent of all of his sins and began to stand on God's mighty Word. And another 8 months, Dave Rosenfeld was completely healed of that eczema he had had all of his life. And today he's still totally healed. Now he loves it. I mean, he loves being healed. But God didn't pick him out as a single man to do this for. This is for every human being on the earth. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't teach anybody any different. He doesn't show any partiality. You may say, you can be like my wife, I'm his favorite daughter. She'd love to think she's his favorite daughter. But I got news for her, she's not his favorite daughter. Now, some of you other girls like to say that too. I know how you girls are. You want to be daddy's favorite.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.